continue from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers, Orioles, Game 2 just around the corner as we continue after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
MJ.
Getting ready for first pitch on this sunny Saturday late afternoon from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore. It'll be DL Hall versus Dean Kramer, the Brewers and the Orioles. Milwaukee trying to clinch the series. We wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors who are building Wisconsin together. Normally we start inside the Central Division, but let's start what's going on in the American League right now. The teams with the two best records in Major League Baseball a couple of weeks into the season are playing a doubleheader in Cleveland. That's the Yankees, who come in 10-3, and the Cleveland Guardians. 9-3 tied with the Brewers for the second-best mark in MLB, game one of that doubleheader. And that's already gone complete. It's now 11-3 for the New York Bronx Bombers. 3-2, they beat the Guardians. They'll have another game later tonight. Bad news for the team that is expected by many to win the National League. The Atlanta Braves announced earlier today that Spencer Strider, their ace pitcher, yesterday underwent Tommy John surgery. So no Strider for the remainder of the season. Braves still have enough talent to get past that. They're going to be at the Marlins in a game that's just about to get underway. Chris Sale makes the start for Brian Snitker's team. There was so much talk yesterday about Jackson Churio versus Jackson Holiday here in game one of this series from Baltimore. The two 20-year-old phenoms squaring off. But there's another young Jackson, Jackson Merrill. Another one of those great young prospects in our sport. He's playing for the San Diego Padres. And Jackson Merrill actually had the best day of the Jackson 3. Had the game-winning hit in the 11th inning for the Padres at Dodger Stadium. They'll play game two of that series at 8:10 Central tonight. We're going to see the Padres when we get home to American Family Field on Monday. San Diego thus far 8-8 on the young campaign. Dean Kramer, 28-year-old, is one of Baltimore's besties on the hill, getting ready to get this thing going. Brewers try for four in a row, and to tell you all about it, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts or descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. Brought to you by our friends at Boucher Automotive Group. You can visit them today. Go to Boucher.com. Brewers all over the Orioles last night. 11-1 victory over the O's. Chance to win this series in this late afternoon first pitch here in Baltimore. And hopefully try to get greedy tomorrow afternoon. First things first. Try to win this middle game. And Oliver Dunn back in the lineup after a few days off. Had that rain out on Thursday, of course, that helped contribute to that extra downtime for Dunn. But back in the leadoff spot here today against Baltimore. The first pitch of this game is fouled up and out of play down the third baseline. And it's 0-1 on Oliver Dunn. 4:06 Eastern time, our first pitch. 66 windy degrees here today at Camden Yards. The pitch to Dunn is fouled straight back and out of play. And it's quickly 0-2. The first pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless. This is more. 0-2 to Dunn. And he missed low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Kramer has been a good one for the Orioles last couple of seasons. Off to a fine start again in 2024. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. That was the cutter. And he strikes out Dunn with it for his first strikeout and the first out of this game. Kramer's got that cut fastball. He will throw a splitter. Works as a changeup for him. Making his third start of the season. He's 0-0 with a 2.19 ERA so far on the year as William Contreras steps in and takes down and away with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. Contreras, an eight-game hitting streak for him. Breaking ball hammered out to center. Back on it is Couser. A few steps in front of the warning track to make the catch for out number two. Wind is blowing out to right. Contreras gave that one a ride, but to one of the deepest parts of the park. And here's Sal Frelick hitting in the three spot here today. Orioles with their black tops and white pants. First pitch to Sal's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers all gray. Gray tops and gray bottoms today on the road in Baltimore. 0-1 missed outside. That was the curveball that time from Kramer, and it's one ball and one strike. One pitch. Floated a curveball in there for a strike that time, and it's 1-2. Sal, left-handed hitting center fielder in left field today, though, with Perkins in the lineup. And he smacks one up the middle, but gloved by the shortstop Henderson behind the bag at second. And he throws on the run to first to retire Sal for the final out here in the first. Brewers go quietly in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of one. No score. Brewers and Orioles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
From Eau Claire, you were our contestant in the quick trip around the bases presented by Hershey's. This is the most anticlimactic revelation of you being the contestant ever, because you didn't win, Denise. You would have won a $100 quick trip gift card, compliments of Hershey's and quick trip. Better luck next time. Here is Adley Rutschman. And Rutschman takes a strike on the outer edge with a fastball. It's 0-1. Hall's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate. And it's quickly 0-2 on Rutschman. You can enter the quick trip around the bases presented by Hershey's. See stores for details on how you can do that. Sorry, Denise. One out. No balls and two strikes on Adley Rutschman, hitting .271 so far on the season. No home runs. And six driven in. 0-2 pitch. Fouled back our way and out of play. It stays at 0-2. Rutschman should know Hall pretty well, having caught him last couple of seasons and the time that DL was up with the big league club here in Baltimore. And the pitch. And he flinched at a slider that missed in on that back foot. It's 1-2. Umpires today, Alex McKay at first, Edwin Moscoso at second. The crew chief is Vic Carapazza. He's behind the plate, and Adam Hamery is at third. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. And Rutschman down on strikes. And the first two retired for D.L. Hall here this afternoon. An ortho ASAP strikeout for Rutschman. As D.L. Hall looking good through the first two batters here today. And here's Ryan Mountcastle, the first baseman. Hall, first pitch to Mountcastle. Missed in, and it's 1-0. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Pitch missed way outside of the changeup. 2-0. And it's very early, but D.L. looks fairly motivated. He's working quickly and with some authority. First couple of batters of this game. Missed down and in. Fastball at 93. And it goes to 3-0 on Mountcastle with Santander in the on-deck circle. Two outs and nobody on here. Bottom of the first, just getting started. 3-0 pitch. There's a strike and it's 3-1. Mountcastle hitting 298 with a home run and 8 driven in. He was not in the lineup last night. Carries a 4-game hitting streak into today. And he launches one out to deep left field. Frelick is back. That is way out of here. Mountcastle with his second home run of the season, a solo shot. And the Orioles take a 1-0 lead. Change up that was about belt high. And Ryan Mountcastle doesn't miss many of those. And that was no cheapie. 413 feet. Out to left for Ryan Mountcastle. And here's Santander. Rutschman, the first pitch to him is rolled foul. I said Rutschman, I meant Hall. First pitch to Santander is rolled foul at the third baseline, and it's 0-1. Santander 0-for-3 last night. And the pitch, ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's 0-2. 204 average for Santander. 3 home runs and 13 driven in. O2 pitch. Swing and just getting a piece of it. Is the right fielder for the Orioles. 1-0 Baltimore. After the Ryan Mountcastle solo shot to left. Hall brings home the 0-2 pitch. Missed down and in. Swept him off of his feet. And it must have hit him. It was a late call from Vic Carapazza to let us know whether that hit him or not. We were blocked from where that pitch came in on Santander. But it did come in and hit him. And so a 2-out base runner for Baltimore here. Hit him on that back heel. And here's Jordan Westberg. So Hall got the first 2 outs very quick-like. Then Mountcastle launched the home run. And now Santander, after being behind the count, hit by a pitch. It was a slider that just got too far in. First pitch to Westberg's a swing and a miss at a changeup, and he had Westberg falling out over the plate on that swing. DL trying to limit the damage here in the bottom of the first. 0-1. Check this swing on a fastball up and in, and it's a ball and a strike. Hall looks at first, and the 1-1 missed off the plate. Throwing a lot of changeups here in this first inning. That one just a little bit off the plate, and it's 2 balls and a strike. The pitch. There's a strike with a fastball right at the knees. 2-2 the count now on Jordan Westberg. 1-for-4 in last night's game. The pitch. Fly ball right center field. Perkins going back onto the warning track at the wall. It is gone. A 2-run home run for Jordan Westberg, his 3rd of the season. And Baltimore having a good go against their former teammate D.L. Hall here in the bottom of the first. It's 3-0 Orioles. So it was the Brewers using the long ball last night. Orioles wasting little time here today to use the long ball. That was a fastball up, and that has been the problem for DL so far today. Many of his misses have been up, and Baltimore has taken advantage of those. As Chris Hook is out to chat with DL Hall. It is a trip to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Well, the frustrating thing likely for DL is that you got the first two outs quick-like. Solo home run, a hit batter when you had him down 0-2. And now the two-run shot by Jordan Westbrook.
Well, the other frustrating thing, that was actually not much more than a routine fly ball on most days, and that rode the wind out of here. It is howling out to right. I think the whole way, Churio thought he was going to catch it. Just kept going.
So here's Austin Hayes. First pitch to Hayes. In there for a strike with a curveball, and it's 0-1. Hayes hitting just 0-63 on the season. The pitch missed low, and it's 1-1. He is 0 for his last 25. He does not have a hit in the month of April yet. His last hit came on March 30th. And that changeup missed down and away. It's two balls and one strike. Hall looks a little frustrated right now. It's been a 23 pitch inning so far. 2-1. Did he go? Yes, he did. They appealed to first, and Alex McKay said he offered at that fastball down and in. And now it's a two ball, two strike count. It's a big call in this count for DL Hall. Instead of 3-1, 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball. And the inning is over. But the Orioles have a good go. Three runs on two hits. And nobody left on base. It's 3-0 Baltimore after one inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Get high-quality paints and save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Give your room a fresh new look with Pittsburgh Ultra Interior Paint. It's a paint and primer in one that provides a durable, washable finish that can be made in thousands of colors. Save big money on Ultra Interior Paint and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Willie Adames leads off the top of the second inning. It's a 3-0 Oriole lead. And Dean Kramer's first pitch to Willie is down and away. It's 1-0. Today's cleanup hitter brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. Pitch to Adames. High fly, deep left field. Hayes is back at the track, at the wall of the play. Makes the catch right in front of the wall. Willie gave it a ride. But the ballpark held it. Again, another ball off the bat that's probably a home run 3 years ago in this ballpark. He got a mistake from Kramer that time. That was a cutter that just stayed middle the entire time. So one away for Jake Bowers. And the pitch to Bowers. This is hit pretty well out to left. Playable, though, for Hayes. Back and to his left. Now comes in a couple of steps and makes the catch. And there's two away. You want to hit it out to right center and right today. It's hard to judge the wind in this ballpark because this ballpark is very protected down at field level. You don't feel a lot of the wind. And you look at the flags, they do some conflicting contradictory things to each other depending on where the flags are located. Here's Rhys Hoskins. Kramer in there with a strike and it's 0-1. But Josh pointed out when they lit off the fireworks right before first pitch, that's when we really could tell what the wind was doing. Pitch is down and away. And it's 1-1 on Hoskins. And that told you it was going to take the ball out towards the warehouse, out towards right. Curveball missed down and away. Two balls at a strike here on Hoskins. So balls hit to left just aren't going to get much help. And it is windy today. I mean, significantly windy. And we've got a loose napkin out on the field, so we had to delay the game for a moment. Rhys Hoskins was going to pick it up. It was between the mound and home plate. Dean Kramer ended up going over and getting it and then sticking it in his back pocket. Two-one pitch to Hoskins. And this is low, the cut fastball. And it climbs to three balls and one strike on Rhys. The pitch from Kramer. Fly ball out to left. Hayes retreating. Back at the track. Right in front of the wall. He looks up. It is gone. Rhys Hoskins goes deep. Hoskins with his third home run of the season. And the Brewers are on the board. It's 3-1 Baltimore. That was a blast off the bat of Rhys Hoskins. 409. Out to left center. The wind pushed it out towards left center a little bit. Immediate contact. It looked like it was going to be more true left. But Hoskins showing some power in a ballpark somewhat familiar with. Playing in the NL East over the course of his career. Some of those matchups against AL East opponents for the Phillies. As Bryce Terang is the batter and takes outside, it's 1-0. Remember, you had the back-to-back years where you played your same geographic division in 20 and 21. Pitch misses down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes on Terang. $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, for that home run by Hoskins. 2-0 to Terang. Fouled back and out of play. And it's 2-1. Terang hitting 342 on the year with a home run and 7 driven in. Kramer brings home the pitch. And Terang lines one down the left field line, and it is a foul ball. Foul by a couple of feet. If it's a fair ball, that's extra bases for Terang. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, don't wait another inning. You could put it on a cracker. You could put it on your favorite using or brat. Cedar Crest ice cream to finish it all up. That is the trio you need to go with as you're getting your tailgate planned. Two balls and two strikes on Terang. Kramer kicks the leg, the pitch. Came inside with it and missed. It's 3-2. Three-two pitch. Line fouling out of play down the left field line. Terang battling and extending this at bat right now against Kramer. Brewers have been fairly aggressive against Kramer with some early swings here this first time through the order. 3-2 is a ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit for Bryce Terang. He just keeps on hitting. A 6-game hitting streak now for Terang. Brewers get the solo shot from Hoskins, and their second hit of the game comes from the next batter in their second baseman. And now here's Jackson Churio, but it looks like Drew French is on his way out to chat here with Dean Kramer. This has the feel early, Josh, of one of those wild games where we could see some crooked numbers.
I totally agree. This is a hitter's day. Good sight lines, beautiful sunshine, and the wind blowing out. This is not a day the pitchers are going to be lining up to say, pick me in the bullpen and bring me into this game. No, you want to be a hitter today, not a pitcher.
Now, sometimes with these late afternoon first pitches like this, as the game goes long, shadows can get a little bit challenging. But at least right now, pitcher in the sun, hitter in the sun, no problems there. And the ball is moving if you hit it in the air, especially left center or all the way over to the right field corner. You're getting some help. Here's Churio, first pitch to him. Fastball nailed the outside corner, it's 0-1. Churio, 2 for 13 on this trip. He went 0 for 6 in the series opener last night. Kramer spins and throws to first, and Terang is back in time. 3-1, Orioles, top of the second inning. Rhys Hoskins with a solo home run. There's been 3 home runs hit in this game already. Oh, 1 to Churio. Bouncer on the left side. This can be a tough play. Westberg barehands it, throws to first, not in time. Churio too fast, able to beat it out. Terang goes to second on the play, and it's an infield single for Jackson Churio. I credit Westberg. He did everything he could with that chopper that was hugging the line. Off the bat, it seemed like that was going to be an easy single for Churio, and Westberg made it a close play with that bare hand pickup and strong throw to first. So now first and second, and here's Blake Perkins, and he takes a curveball for a strike. It's 0-1. 3 straight hits for the Brewers against Kramer here from the bottom of this order. Perkins 5 for 10 on this trip. The pitch, curveball missed outside. And it's 1-1. He went 1 for 3 last night. Did not start the game last night. Came into the contest when Yelich left with the back issue. One one. And he flinched at a splitter that missed wide. 2 balls and 1 strike here on Perkins. Very good speed on the base paths for the Brewers right now. Pitch missed outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. And Kramer, who was pretty efficient in that first inning, 1-2-3, and retiring the first 2 batters of this inning, all of a sudden looking a little bit frustrated. 3-1. That missed outside. Cut fastball. Just a little bit outside. Perkins works the walk, and the bases are loaded for Oliver Dunn. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So a big opportunity with 2 outs here for Oliver Dunn, who struck out against Kramer back in the first. Bases full of Brewers. Kramer from the stretch, the pitch. And a breaking ball, swing and a miss. That was a beauty of a curveball from Kramer. It's 0-1. Elite speed right now in the base pass for the Brewers. You put one in a gap, it's going to be worth 3 runs easily. 0-1. Missed down and in with a fastball at 95. And it's a ball and a strike. And I can guarantee you Kramer wants to take care of business right here. One, he doesn't want to allow any more runs in this inning, but he does not want to face Contreras with the bases loaded. 1-1, popped up foul, and out of play behind home plate. It's 1-2 on Dunn. 3 hits and a walk in this inning. 1 run home for the crew on a solo home run off the bat of Rhys Hoskins, his 3rd of the season. And Oliver Dunn will use his timeout. Kramer's 1-2 pitch. Did he check? Yes, he did. Very good curveball again. Dunn able to check his swing on that curveball, clear in on his back foot, and the count is even now. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A big moment early in this game. Just the top of the second, but the base is loaded for the crew. Kramer's 2-2. Swung on and just got a piece of it, foul behind home plate. Cutter. And Dunn pounded it into the dirt behind him. And the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He is making Kramer work. Back in there, Kramer staring in. Kicks the leg, the pitch. Flipped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the battle continues between Oliver Dunn and Dean Kramer. 7 pitches in this at bat so far. Looking at number 8. Coming in just a moment. Here it comes. And he took a called third strike. Fastball on the inside edge. Dunn strikes out, and the Brewers leave the bases loaded. But they get one on the solo home run from Reese Hoskins. We go to the bottom of 2. It's 3-1 Baltimore on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Experience Brewers baseball like a VIP when you book an all-inclusive area at American Family Field. Enjoy premium spaces, complimentary food and beverage, and great views of the action. Learn more at brewers.com/all-in. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Seven, eight, and nine scheduled to hit for the Orioles. In the bottom of the second inning against D.L. Hall, Colton Cowser, James McCann, and then Jorge Mateo. First pitch to Cowser, one of the hotter hitters in baseball right now, is in there for a strike with a slider. And it's 0-1. Hall working quickly. The 0-1 pitch lined over the head of the second baseman Terang into right center field for a base hit. So Cowser now with a 5-game hitting streak. Went 2-for-3 with a double and a home run last night. Is 9 for his last 17 at the plate. Had a great series in Boston, where the Orioles swept the Red Sox before coming home for last night's contest. And Cowser's continued his torrid play at the plate since coming home. James McCann, the batter, and the pitch from Hall misses up and away with a changeup. It's 1-0. McCann 1-for-3 last night, hitting 294 on the season. No home runs, he's driven into. Hall's 1-0 pitch. Up and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. That was a fastball at 92. McCann taking a second before he gets back into the box. Hall looks at first. Now the 2-0 pitch. That is in there for a strike. And it's 2-1. Fastball at the very top of the zone that time from DL. Couser gets his lead from first. And the 2-1 pitch, that's high. And it's 3-1. It is a windy day here today in Baltimore. We had rain most of the game last night, off and on, throughout the 9 innings. 3-1. Rolled foul into the camera well beyond the Brewers' third base dugout. And the count is full, 3-2. DL making his third start of the year. Came in 0-1 with a 4.82 ERA. Orioles with a couple of home runs in that first inning to jump out to a 3-0 lead. It's currently a 3-1 ball game. Fouled out of play first base side. Stays at 3-2. Every run in this game has been scored on a home run. And it feels like it could be a big offensive day for both teams. 3-2. In there with a curveball for a called third strike. James McCann turning and having words with Vic Carapazza. An ortho ASAP strikeout for DL Hall, and that's a big one. Third strikeout for DL, and there's one away for Jorge Mateo. Well, anytime the Brewers collect a save, it's brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. First pitch to Mateo's in there for a strike with a fastball at 93, and it's 0-1. Mateo entered the game late last night, went 0-1. Hall's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at the curveball, and it's 0-2. Ever since that visit from Chris Hook in the first inning, DL has been a little bit more willing to throw that curveball. And it's been a good pitch for him so far today. Early on in this start, though, and he'll pick over to first, and back in time is Couser. No balls and two strikes on Mateo. The pitch. Missed low with a changeup. And it's a ball and two strikes now. Back to the top of the order, and Gunnar Henderson, who currently stands in the on-deck circle for Baltimore, following Mateo. DL looks again over at first. There goes the runner. The 1-2 pitch is a ball. Throw to second. Got out of the glove late. Looked like it got caught in the glove of Contreras for a second. So stolen base for Couser. And he puts himself in scoring position with a 2-ball, 2-strike count on Jorge Mateo. Don't think the crowd today quite as big as last night. 32,000 plus last night here. Very loud crowd. Pitch missed outside, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Very loud crowd, especially for an 11-1 ball game. They were very into it. Pitch. Rolled. Foul up the third baseline. Mateo just reaching out and getting a piece of that curveball to stay alive. That was a good curveball from DL. Probably should have been a strike if Mateo would have taken the pitch. But he reached out and spoiled it. We got multiple napkins blowing across the field right now. Oliver Dunn just had to pick one up and scoop it out of the way. DL's 3-2. Fly ball into shallow right. Going out is Terang, shading the sun with his hands to make the catch in shallow right for the second out. It's a big second out for DL. Trying to put up a zero here in this bottom of the second inning. trying to work around a leadoff single allowed to Colton Cowser. Goes back to the top of the order now in Gunnar Henderson. Hall looks back at second base. And the pitch. Missed inside, 1-0. Henderson flied to center back in the first. He's 0 for 5 so far in this series. The pitch. And the 1-0 missed inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Three to one, Baltimore out in front. Only in the bottom of the second inning. Been a lot of action in this one so far. 2-0 pitch is a ground ball back up the middle and into center field. Cowser around third. He's headed for home. He will score. And it's 4-1 Baltimore on an RBI single from Gunnar Henderson. So the stolen base for the time being helpful. As Henderson served one right back up the middle to drive in his ninth of the season. And now you're facing Adley Rutschman, who Hall was able to strike out back in the first inning. Tosses to first. They got him. Henderson caught leaning. Hall picks him off. And the inning is over. But the Orioles get one. And they grow the lead. It's 4-1 Baltimore as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Near you.
Well, Brewers games are the place to be every Sunday thanks to Sunday Fun Day Bundle, starting with four tickets, four junior hot dogs and sodas, and a parking pass for only $62. 4-1 Baltimore. We go to the third, and here's Josh.
Thank you, Lane. William Contreras looks at a strike from Dean Kramer. It'll be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the Brewers lineup. Kramer has his sign from McCann, and the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball up. 1-1. Contreras, Frelick, Adames, Due, trailing by 3 runs again. The 1-1 pitch. William took low and away on a splitter. Cut goes to 2-1. He flew to center his first time, did Contreras. Dean Kramer was starting to leak oil last inning, but he got a big strike out of Oliver Dunn. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a roller towards third, but fell. About a foot wide of the bag, picked up by Westberg. 2-2. Brewers had the first two retired last inning. Then Reese Hoskins homered. Terang, Churio, and Perkins followed him reaching to load him up, but Dunn took a called third strike.
From the windup, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a line smash through the middle. It got slowed down. Second baseman Mateo had a play, and he boots the ball. It goes under his glove and in the center. And safe at first is William Contreras. Ball was hit hard, but Jorge Mateo was there. Should be an error on the Orioles' second baseman. And that's exactly how they rule it, to get Contreras on first with nobody out. Sal Frelick coming up. It's our Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Kramer stretches and throws, and it's a curveball that just barely clipped the outside corner. Contestant today is Tammy McCormack. She's from Eagle. Tammy wins a Pottawatomie prize package. If anybody on the Brewers hits a triple this inning. 4-1 Orioles in the 0-1. Frelick late, lines it foul. Down the left field line and into the extended netting. 0-2 on Sal, who grounded out back in the first. Orioles have now made two errors in the series. Let's see if the Brewers can capitalize here and get a little closer. Baltimore scored three in the first and one in the second. 0-2 pitch. Frelick takes just a little bit low. Very good two-seam fastball from Dean Kramer, but called ball one. Runner at first and nobody out. Stretch on the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a little pop into shallow right. That ball's got eyes. It's falling in for a base hit. Outgoing was Mateo. He couldn't reach it. Incoming was Santander. Neither could he. And it's a single for Frelick. Contreras stops at second, and the Brewers have two on for Willie Adames. Pitching into a little bit of bad luck so far in the inning has been Dean Kramer. An error and a bloop. And Adames, who's swinging a red-hot bat here at Oriole Park this weekend, coming up representing the tying run. Flew to the wall and left last inning. Kramer throws, and he misses very high with a curveball. Lane, you referenced this after his flyout several minutes ago. In the old configuration here at this ballpark, Willie'd already have three homers in this series.
Yeah.
The 1-0. Line drive into right field. That one carrying out to Santander, who's coming in. He goes into a dive forward. Can't get it. Hits off his glove and caroms back towards the infield. To third is Contreras, but he will not be able to come home and score. That one hit right off the end of the bat. Adames bloops it in with the wind blowing out to right. I thought Santander was going to have a play. He just couldn't quite reach it. Good effort. Made a dive. Hit his glove, it didn't stick. Base is loaded for the crew with nobody out. And none of them have been hit all that well.
This is going to be one of those days. I mean, you could feel it early on in this game. We've already referenced it. And as we said, you get the ball in the air, it's going to do some stuff today. And in many cases, it's going to fly out of here. But you're also getting the other goofy stuff you need to have happen. Broken bat, balls that find their way through, error.
Yeah, it's got that feel. Here's Jake Bowers. 4-1 Orioles in the third. Nobody out. The pitch. Strike. Fastball. 96. Right on the outer third. Nothing and one on Jake. Big chance here for the Brewers. Bowers lined out to left last inning. Infield position for double play. Left-handed hitter, right-handed hurler, the 0-1. Strike two call, another fastball. That was right down the middle. 95 miles an hour out of the right arm of Dean Kramer. So Bowers is behind 0-2. Reese Hoskins on deck. Kramer ready, the 0-2 pitch. Swing soft ground ball towards third. It's played by Westberg. He's got only one play. That's at first. He throws out Bowers, but now it's 4-2 as Contreras scores from third and the other runners advance. Jake Bowers hit that softly enough that it worked out for the crew. A productive RBI ground out.
4-2 the score, and they're still on second and third with only one out for Hoskins. Give Bowers his fourth run batted in. Just no chance to get a double play. Hoskins homered last inning. The pitch in at the knees. Sinker for strike one. It's an unearned run against Kramer. The man who scored it, William Contreras, reached on an error. Hoskins having a good weekend here. The 0-1. Line drive, left field. That's a base hit. In from third comes Frelick. It's bobbled and left by Hayes. And here comes the tying run of the plate, Adames. And he will score without a throw. RBI single for Rhys Hoskins. Then an error on Austin Hayes allows it to be a two-run play. 4-4 ball game here in the third. That ball was another rocket off of Hoskins' bat. You knew that Frelick was going to score, but Adames certainly would have been held at third. Austin Hayes makes the second error of the inning behind Dean Kramer for the Orioles. And now Terang up there fouls it back. He's behind 0-1. We've got a brand new ball game. Pretty much just as you said, Lane, you're going to have some wacky and wild stuff going on here today, and that's what we've seen through not even 2.5 innings. Runner at first and still just one out. Terang fly ball to center field. Backtracking is Colton Cowser with a play right on the edge of the warning track as Cowser as he makes the catch. Bryce Terang put a charge into one. There's the second out, though, and back to first goes Hoskins. And here comes Jackson Churio. Churio reached on an infield single last inning. He's 1-for-1. Stretching the pitch by Kramer, low and away. One ball, no strikes. The Brewers' offense continuing to put up just eye-popping totals. Already 4 runs, and Kramer has only recorded 8 outs. The 1-0. Strike on the inside corner. Brewers have a chance today to tie a franchise record. It would be the most games in a row scoring 7 or more runs. 1-1 pitch, flied into center field. This one a can of corn for Cowser. Takes a few steps over to his left, waiting and reaching. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Brewers score 3, and we are tied. It's 4-4 into the bottom of the third. The last time the Brewers scored at least 7 runs in 6 straight games, 1989. Again, that's the franchise record. D.L. Hall back to work in the tie game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Today.
Adley Rutschman leads off. Bottom of the third, and D.L. Hall misses low with a curveball. We've got a 4-4 game for Memorial Park at Camden Yards, and Rutschman, who struck out his first time up, batting for a second time. 1-0 pitch. Down and away, it's 2-0. Tough part of the order to navigate for D.L.